Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
At it as the person who responds in self-defense is as culpable, but we don't see it that way. We see ourselves as engaging in self-defense from groups who want to do our community harm.
The mayor decried the violence, calling those responsible vigilantes. The police video showed one person dumping out a backpack with what appeared to be frozen water bottles, which were then thrown at officers. Demonstrators also hurled fireworks, one sergeant suffering a broken eye socket from the shrapnel. Police said the PVC pipe used to hold the Black Lives Matter banners had been sharpened and were taken out and used to jab at officers.
You disavow the violence from Antifa? That's happening in Portland right now? There's riots?
That's a myth.
Breaking news in the so-called Capitol Hill organized protest zone. There's been yet another shooting. Early this morning, protesters finished a march back to Cal Anderson Park when they say gunshots were fired nearby.
There were different reasons for Antifa and for these neo-Nazis to be there. One, racist, fascist.
I do not make any differentiation between neo-Nazis and Antifa. Just because they claim in their name that they are anti-fascist, their tactics are in fact totally fascist.
One of the people who was put on created masks, to kill no. people they don't like. The other group,
right. And so was
Black
Antifa.
Lives Matter,
Antifa.
Has hangers-on and aberrant actors within their ranks. But
and
the groups
no.
were not created to destroy
not
parts of humanity.
Antifa is not a myth.
The Democrats' refusal to acknowledge the obvious violence spreading like a cancer from the Trump-hating, Soros-funded brown shirts terrorizing America borders on treason.
There was no anarchist violence in Lafayette Square. In fact, the only ones using force were federal law enforcement agents.
I'm standing at the front of the White House, and you can see that the building behind me is still smoldering. The fire brigade has just arrived to try to extinguish that. They've been kept busy with a number of spot fires in this area. There was an impromptu bonfire on the street here behind me. There were a number of cars set alight. Even a hotel, the front of our hotel, was set alight. And what was really terrifying scenes. This all happened in the minutes leading up to the 11 p.m. curfew. This is the first time that Washington, D.C. has had a curfew in place. And you could really feel the tension rising between the protesters and the police in the minutes leading up to it.
Portland is another clear example where federal agents used excessive and indiscriminate force to break up people gathered to peacefully protest.
If we'd done nothing, what would have happened to the courthouse, Mr. Cuccinelli, in Portland?
That courthouse wouldn't be there in any function.
So I challenge anybody on the other side to say different. If we hadn't intervened...
All right, this is a... like 9-minute John Bowne report. It's excellent. That's just the first 3.5 minutes. It's at band.video. You go to band.video, click the left-hand side, see three lines there. You click that left-hand side, it pulls down all the different sections. You'll see the John Bowne section there on the left, right over there underneath Paul Joseph Watson and David Knight and David Icke and all the rest of them, and you'll find the John Bowne reports right over there on the left-hand side, and you just click on that, and you can find his report dealing with all of this. And the new report, again, is titled by John Bowne, Antifa is Not a Myth. And it went up last night. It only has 14,000 views. It needs 100,000 views. It's also on Infowars.com. But can you believe they have to have hearings where they explain that it's not good to burn down the federal courthouse or hit officers in the head with hatchets or hammers? I mean, look, that's insane, folks. If I tried to assault a cop, a federal officer, a milkman, those don't exist anymore, a random person on the street, they can kill me. They have rights too. That's insane. They don't want justice. They want to overthrow the whole system so that Letitia Jameses are in charge of every state house and every federal courthouse to rule with tyranny. And then we will have a civil war.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on Infowars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking and saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com. All right, I have been watching the Council on Foreign Relations, the Atlantic Council, and all the top shadow government deep state groups say we're going to activate race riots as a smokescreen for our overthrow of local, state, and federal government. When Trump tries to block that, we're going to call it racist, and it'll be our cover to remove him under the 25th Amendment or under something else. Then we learned, and it was mainstream news, that they were canvassing 4 years ago when Trump was first president-elect, almost 4 years ago, and then again this year, the Pentagon on strategies to remove Trump. Now, you don't just walk into the general's offices and say, we want to remove the president. They go, if he doesn't leave, what are you going to do? Well, we want you to remove him. Well, what if it looks like he isn't going to leave? See, that's how they introduce it. Oh, we need to remove him because he's not leaving. They're introducing the idea. You understand? It's how they broach the subject. And by the way, they're in the CFR and now the Washington Post and everywhere else. And you've had Eric Holder. You've had Hillary. You've had Nancy Pelosi. You've had over a dozen Brennan, Clapper, Comey. They've all been in the news in the last month saying he's not going to leave office. We need to remove him. And if he challenges our mail-in voting, that's election meddling. He must be removed. So if he challenges our illegal action to steal the election, that's grounds to be removed as well. And so they're even having discussions. Nadler and others brought this up last week for the Attorney General. And they said, what are you going to do if Trump refuses to leave to him? He said, that's preposterous. That's not going to happen. He, oh, sounds like Alex Jones and Roger Stone are writing your talking points. By the way, Roger Stone doesn't just come on this show and agree with me to agree. He disagrees sometimes with me. He knows I'm usually right. I'm just being honest. He's been right a few times when I've been wrong, but I'm right more than he is. He's a smart guy. We rarely disagree, but we talk about a lot of subjects, so we disagree quite often. And by that, I mean, we may cover 100 topics and agree on those, but out of 200 topics, we might disagree on 4 or 5. Roger agrees with me that they're going to try a coup again. They've already done it. Past behavior is the most indicative of future actions. Past performance is indicative of future performances. That's the number one indicator. And, I mean, they're foaming at the mouth now with the narrative. It's not Russiagate. It's not Ukrainegate. It's not Rapegate. It's, oh, he's a dictator. Oh, he's not going to leave. Oh, he's doing stuff to try to stay. Oh, we got to get rid of him. Oh, and then right after we saw that, I said, if you see the top brass, the Joint Chiefs, Milley and others, the chairman, come out and put Trump down over something petty, like, I shouldn't have walked with him across the street to the church. What the hell does that mean? Or, you know, we shouldn't put military on the streets to stop rioting. The president's wrong.
Secretary of Defense said that. I said to you weeks before, I said, if the SecDef and the chairman and others start shooting off their mouths against El Presidente, that means they're signaling to the big boys, the big powerful globalists that sold us out, that they're scared. They want to keep that $10 million job they got coming when they leave office. They want to keep all those deals. They want to sell us out to the Chi-Coms because they're wimps. They might have been tough back when they were in Vietnam or when they were Green Berets, but they ain't tough no more. Because they get a little thing in the mail. Hey, General Milley or whoever, we know about your mistress that lives a mile from your house. Oh, well, hey, guess what, Milley? We know about it too, buddy boy. And I'm going to burn down Oprah Winfrey politically, and I'm going to burn all you down before I'm done. And I don't care what you do to me. I'll burn every one of you. So just go ahead and punch your button up and send some illegal team to kill me. I don't give a frickin' hell. Because there are some people in this country that aren't cowardly scum like you. Oprah Winfrey is a pedophile. Oprah Winfrey likes girls, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds. She hangs out with Jeffrey Epstein and with Harvey Weinstein, and she's in a secret cult. It came out on the news that wants to depopulate Africa. That's why she was chosen to be the big face of black women in America, to lead them into abortion and fatherless homes and death. And now she leads a Luciferian orphanage cult in Africa with kids, just like Hillary does in Haiti, disappearing black children. Because I don't know what it is about black children. But if there's a menu of kids, Satanists more often than any choose black people as the menu item. Maybe that's because it's easier for them to grab them and sneak off with them. But let me just tell you something right now. That woman is an absolute demon from hell. There she is with John of God, where they have sex with the children. And boy, she likes to spend her time in those third world countries with them little girls. And it's well known. You imagine being a little 10-year-old girl in Africa, in some horrible orphanage, and the door opens, and in comes Oprah Winfrey. Why don't we show some of the video of her sticking her tongue in Harvey Weinstein's ear, sucking on his ears. In public, she's sucking on that guy's dandruff-covered ears. So that's the thing with him, is he's got this gross body. He's a hermaphrodite. He's got a vagina and a little shriveled thing, and he makes these women come, and he reportedly stinks real bad. So they're supposed to hand wash him while he farts on them. And folks, I'm not trying to be gross here. I want you to know who devil worshippers are. They all have their own little thing. He's more like a Slimer. He just likes to humiliate young 15-year-old, 16-year-old women and just be really gross and you know, have them do really gross things. I'm not going to say on air, but you can probably imagine what he wants women to do. You can probably imagine what an ugly slime bag wants to do to beautiful, innocent women to steal their future. And to humiliate them and to debase them. It's as close as you get to sacrificing them or breaking their nose. In fact, those women would probably rather get slapped around than to stick their face in the dirty, you know what, of Harvey Weinstein's big, fat, brown beaver. But I mean, that's what all these people are. Disgusting pieces of crap. They hate black people. They hate white people. They hate brown people. They hate children. They hate women. They hate everybody. And they got all these candy-ass cowards with all their mansions and their money afraid to lose it all. Most of the people in D.C. and L.A. aren't devil-worshipping. Most people aren't making 15-year-old girls clean their fat folds. Most people aren't sucking Harvey Weinstein's ears, but they all bow down to it. Oh, let me bow down to you right now. Let me hand over some more young, beautiful women to you so you can defile them and rub your butt on them like you're marking your territory. But we're so close to Oprah Winfrey going to prison. I can't wait till she gets indicted and she's in that orange suit. And she's going to get all the women she wants, I guess, when she's in that female lockup. They're just not going to be 14 years old. Hell, Oprah will probably be happier than a pig and you know what once she gets in that prison. Because she's hooked into all of it. She runs trafficking reportedly out of everywhere. So, hey, guess what? Gloves off, brass knuckles on. I don't run up white flags like the NRA when I'm under attack. I don't bow down to you because no matter what happens to me, every one of you devil worshiping slime bags is going down. And you're going to go down in this life while you're still alive. And then God's going to cut you down in the next one and is going to break every spiritual bone in your body and smash you down to hell and throw you right into one of those garbage disposals we call a black hole. So I hope you enjoy the Phantom Zone because it's a real place and it's filled with people like you. I know you're scared, just like those children are that you kidnap. But you will fear God. And you're already scared, Oprah. So dance around and cause race war and tell us how whites are bad and how they got a leg up and we need to kill the whitey when you serve the real whiteys.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switch to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Enemies out there, this may be the last time you'll see me for a while. A lot of very, very rich enemies, but they are not happy with what I'm doing. But I figure we have one chance to do it, and no other president's going to do what I do. No other president would do a favored nations, a rebate, a buy from other nations at much less cost. Nobody. And there are a lot of unhappy people, and they're very rich people, and they're very unhappy.
President Trump fired the bat signal yesterday. They said they make all our prescription drugs in China. They're full of garbage. They're overpriced. There's all these middlemen. It's about a third the cost of prescription drugs. Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anyone in the world. And he went on to say, we are not going to put up with that. We are not going to set up one-sided deals against America. Now, if you don't know about Oprah Winfrey being the black face of forced inoculations, AZT drugs given to children that don't even have HIV that ends up killing them, sterilization, you name it, then you don't know. And if you don't know about her and her penchant for little girls, you're going to learn about it very soon. And by the way, folks, I don't bear false witness. I have it from the same sources that told me about Harvey Weinstein and many others. Of what Oprah Winfrey's into. And if you remember, the Huffington Post wrote a big attack piece about 3 years ago, right before the Harvey Weinstein thing broke, and I said, these big Hollywood producers make women do X, Y, and Z, and I told you that they're going to use just the abuse of women as the cover for the actual drugging and kidnapping and murder of women and the branding of women and the torture of women and also little children. So they're going to use the movement that's happened to women to make it about women only and not about all the children and the men that get roped into all of this as well. Alex Jones's Harvey Weinstein comments are vile beyond belief. Remember the Huffington Post? Long before he got indicted, any of it. Oh, Alex Jones says Harvey Weinstein's tied to groups that brand women. And groups that trick women to think they're just going to a bondage deal and then they never get released again. And, of course, it all came out. I was told this by people that are scared and who are not lying and who have proven it to me. Again, Hollywood tried to recruit me. I did not partake in any of it. And so it took them a while to go ahead and tell me they didn't want to work with me, which was fine. And then people said, well, Jones is for real. We'll tell Jones what's going on. And it was the same thing I was told by Benton K. Parton, 3-star general, former head of Air Force Weapons Development. That's the real former head of Star Wars, before you ever heard the name. And that's what I was told by Ted Gunderson, the head of the FBI in L.A., that's when I sat around the coffee table when I was a little kid with my dad, had FBI agent friends and others that would come over to the house. And they were sitting around talking about the future. They're going to have a one world government and colored money. And they'll have a microchip in you to buy and sell. And I'm like, I'm talking 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. By the time I was like 6, 7, those guys would come over to see my dad sometimes. They would, you know, talk about that. When the kids are really little, though, they'd shoot their mouths off. But I was sitting right there, like watching, listening to the whole thing. And so from that experience, the FBI agents and Dallas cops and some of those guys that my dad knew, you know, had worked in other things. My dad had a lot of those friends. He'd been an anti-communist growing up in high school and, you know, local activists and knew all those guys. And so the government knew all about this before, but now they've gotten rid of most of the good people, and they've got all the bad guys in the command positions, basically, and we're screwed, folks. We're up against a Jacobin devil worshiper army that uses communism as the operating system, but they're all offshore and exempt. And we got Dr. Andrew Wakefield joining us with the huge developments on forced inoculation that are now all out in the open. In fact, guys, will you print me the Google articles? Google comes out with implantable digital tattoos to prove you're vaccinated, and the Microsoft website where they say digital tattoos to prove you're vaccinated. And we'll also show them, it's insane. Bill Gates doesn't want that. He never proposed that. And see, technically, it's Microsoft did it, so they can say he didn't do it. That's how Snopes says we're lying. But we have the articles before this even became news that Bill Gates was doing it. And, of course, we have the CEOs and all these guys and the head of the operations at MIT going, yeah, we met with Bill Gates, and he just really wanted some type of digital tattoo that's, like, in the shot. We said, sir, the thing to do is put a bandage on him, and so it just sends them these little glass rods. They have, like, a rash, but then it's in their body forever. They can't get rid of it. We think that's the best plan, sir. And so that's what they're doing. But then imagine, he's on record funding it at least 9 universities, Rice in Texas, MIT in Massachusetts, and others. It's on their website of Microsoft. There it is. And then they're all over the news. It's insane. He never did it. He's not involved. And why am I going to this when I'm talking about Oprah Winfrey? That's seen more teenage girl tail than a toilet seat. Because it's all the same group who stayed for months off and on at Epstein's pleasure palace in Paris. Bill Gates, who stayed hundreds of times at his pervert palace, 7-story New York. Bill Gates, whose private plane flew into the Big Island by Little St. John's. Bill Gates, who flew into the Little Island. Bill Clinton, the Secret Service are on record. The groundskeepers are on record. The women are on record. But, oh, it's fake news, and they have Bill Gates on with one of the richest families in the world, Anderson Cooper, who doesn't tell you that, one of the biggest robber baron families, to say, oh, I've never, 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 never met Jeffrey Epstein. No, you just stayed at his house and gave him hundreds of millions of dollars and helped blackmail all these scientists. And so remember, you wake up to their whole pedophile ring and their corruption, their evil, and what's their answer? They release this genetically engineered virus they own so they can make money off of it. They exaggerate the death toll 25 times what it was. They get caught lying at every level. Everything they do is a lie, a failure. Fauci literally threw the ball. The worst I've ever seen one throw. The crew was showing it a few weeks ago when he threw the first pitch out from up in the stands above the pitcher. I sent you guys the clip, if you can roll that in the background, of Fauci throwing it from behind him. He literally throws it like 50 feet wrong into left field. And they cheer him when he does it. There it is. I mean, look at that. That's like, all right, 30, 40 feet. I mean, it just hit, and they cheered. Oh, incredible job. Everything you do is the biggest lie, the biggest fraud. Even the pitch is indicative and archetypal of that. Emblematic. I mean, it's and they cheered. Incredible. Oh, my God. I'm surprised he didn't throw it backwards. He's such a Satanist. He probably should throw the ball into the outfield. Be right back. Stay with us. Be right back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products.
with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And it's, I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste from a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarStore.com right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
All right, folks, we're back live.
Big John.
Let me do this. I'm going to read General Flynn's letter next segment ahead of Dr. Andrew Wakefield joining us. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's posted in the live article page today. Headline, Trump fires the bat signal, warns America live. Attempted coup is taking place. That's a paraphrase. We can actually pull the article up, please. General Flynn issues emergency warning. Communists are attempting to overthrow the United States. He gets into how it's a fight against good and evil and how this is it and how it's on. But the first thing I want to do is go to an excerpt. The full 30-plus minute video is being posted at InfoWars.com. We have archived it to band.video because they're undoubtedly going to bring it down from Facebook. And it's A Child's Voice, a very successful award-winning film that's been out for a few years. It's a fictional film, but a composite of real-type things that they reported on happening out in Los Angeles. So it's kind of what they call historical fiction is what I'd call it. A Child's Voice has now been silenced by Amazon because the subject of the establishment and child trafficking, whether it's the Vatican or whether it's John of God or whether it's the connections to Hillary and her foundation that's been caught red-handed doing it, and the lady that was running it, Laura Silsby, changed her name and now runs Amber Alert. You can't make this up. So he did a great job, John Paul Rice, who I'd like to invite on the show, of coming out in 30-something minutes and laying it out. I watched it all last night. I was sent it by one of our security people, and I was already aware of this man, and I've already seen excerpts of the film. I should watch the whole thing. But that dovetails, when I'm done playing a few minutes of this, with Mariah Carey's sister, Sue's mom, claiming ritual satanic abuse. And then the other siblings say, yes, it's true, but they won't talk about it. And what they describe is dead on from my research and like Eyes Wide Shut and what they do. So this whole house of cards is coming down, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's go ahead and go to the filmmaker. He's been involved in a lot of big movies, a lot of big production, both as an actor and as a producer. Hunger Games, the list goes on and on. Here's John Paul Rice talking about the fact that they've now censored his film, and so now he's going public about what's really going on. Here it is.
The reason I wanted to talk to everybody here today is because over the course of the last week or two, we have found out without notification that Amazon.com, for which we have six of our movies on there, our film, A Child's Voice, which has been on there for over a year and a half in the UK, the United States, and now 70 other countries, was suddenly, without notification, removed entirely from their platform. They unpublished it, and they made it not searchable in most of the sites. We've only tested a few outside of the United States, but the one in the United States, if you put in A Child's Voice in Amazon.com, you can't find it on the 1,100 pages that they'll give you back on your searches. The only way that you can get it is through a direct link, and we discovered this because the director's daughter had sent the links out to several of her friends when the Wayfair scandal broke, as well as the Maxwell files being released in the last 48 hours. And Amazon came back to us. They gave us a very standard corporate non-committal response that said, we make a lot of changes, we do this and that and the other, we judge things based on performance, but they couldn't give us a very specific answer, and we all know what the answer is. What our movie did before Epstein was known about in the public and before Maxwell was known about in the public is we found a network of pedophiles among a global network of people who were selling kids back and forth to each other, trading them like candy. It goes right in through Hollywood. If you look at the Daily Beast article, you'll see that Jeffrey Epstein had a pipeline right into Hollywood through Harvey Weinstein. That was last year. I've done a lot of deep dives and research into this, and there is a very satanic element to it for which we incorporated it into our movie. Our movie is a feature film. It deals with two teens, one who's a homeless heroin-addicted teen, hears the voice of a child who had been killed at the beginning of the movie, calls out for his help, and he goes on a mission to rescue a girl from these human traffickers. They come together, and then they stand up to this network in a spirit of love and courage for all of these children. It's a very beautiful film. It's been well-reviewed, well-received, critically acclaimed by the people that have reviewed it, and also many users by the thousands, by the tens of thousands, by the millions all over the world have seen this. So when we had all of this come up, we went viral with it on Twitter the other day, and it exploded. Because we still have one platform left here in the United States, and that's Vimeo.com on demand. What I would like everybody to do is more importantly, I don't need to get back on Amazon. I already know what they're going to do, and they've got a stack of lawyers. But we're looking for alternative platforms where we can release this movie and get it out to as many people as possible. Our movie is not a documentary. It's a feature film. And we did this based on all the evidence and the facts that we had learned and incorporated into a story that you get involved through the character's journey. Their road to redemption is through love. And this issue of human trafficking, which many people are waking up to today for a variety of reasons, is the issue that defines all of us in our time. The media corporations, the most powerful six corporations in the land, in the world for that matter, are all implicated in human trafficking of kids. And I would point to anybody who wants to know more about that to look at Project Veritas and the leak disclosure of off-air footage of Amy Robach from ABC News when she found out and was discussing in 2016 that they had everything from Virginia Guffrey, all of it. Everybody who was involved, they had all the evidence. Their own lawyer said that when all is said and done, Jeffrey Epstein will go down as one of the most prolific pedophiles in all of history, and they buried that story to have access to the royal family, for which we now know Prince Andrew was implicated. They did not have any remorse for the victims in that video. This is a bigger problem because most people know in that world and the world that I come from in Hollywood that it is a hidden layer that everybody knows is there. When the Me Too movement started in 2017, I reached out to several of my female actress friends who were prominent in LA. You would know them by name. Many of them you would know by just their look because you go, oh, that was her in that movie or that movie. And I said, well, what about the children? What about the children? And the response was, we know. But they were silent on it.
And let's stop there. This guy's a really good guy. He's dead on, very well spoken. John Paul Rice, big producer, big actor in his own right, a lot of big films. And he's made a lot of big films, and they're now censoring him because this film has gone viral. And it's fiction, but it exposes the establishment. And so that's where we are now. And he goes into how the women go, no, we know about the kids. In fact, that's more than being abused than us, but we're not going to say anything. So they use women being abused as the cover for the children. And it's absolutely evil and disgusting. So it's posted to band.video, went up last night. Producer of Voice of a Child speaks out for being censored by Amazon. See the video here. And I gave that headline last night when I was up here like 7. We probably have a better headline, but like, you know, see the video before it gets censored. But there it is. I'll have it posted, the front page. It's even more powerful. There's like 30 minutes left. You want to go see this video. You want to share this video. Then you want to go while it's still available on Vimeo. Like I told my wife tonight, I said, I've seen clips of it. It's very powerful. Because it's the ghost of a child that's been sacrificed. Coming back and saying, you know, help the children. It really scares them. I'm going to go watch that film tonight, and I'll give you a review. And by the way, I'm doing a special live Saturday show. Special live Saturday show, 3 to 5 p.m. tomorrow, with some big whistleblower guests from inside the Pentagon with how they're controlling things. Stay with us.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast or your money back.
Do you wake up during the night and have trouble falling back asleep? Restore your natural sleep function with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. Number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh. Get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. I'm Alice Jones, your host. So, Hollywood put a spell on us. The spell is getting taken off of us. You know, they got that movie, Get Out, came out a few years ago, where the white girl leads the black guy off to the middle of the countryside because there's this ongoing Nazi cult that wants to transplant their Nazi brains into their black bodies. Well, that doesn't go on. But what does go on is weird cults and weird groups trying to trick people, black people to go to weird white people events. I know that goes on. But also, more often than not, occultic groups. And they will use young women to lure young men to these things and get them into the cult. That's what these cults use. And they try to recruit police. They try to recruit judges. They try to recruit corporate leaders. And that's all this is an initiation system to get people under your control. And so I read about Mariah Carey's sister. I spent, when I saw this last night, an hour and a half after my wife and the kids went to bed. And it all rang exactly true. And it's upstate New York where there's that big coven by Nexium and where other certain occultists run operations, where you hear about the spirit cooking with Podesta. And we're going to have the kids in the pool for you. They're kids, but they're there to serve you. And it's just, man, I'm telling you, that area right north of New York, man. You look at her sister right here. And the other sisters and the other siblings go, no, it's true, but we're not going to get involved in it. So that's the reality of this, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a cult. And it's peer pressure. And you got little kids like Eyes Wide Shut. Let's pull up some Eyes Wide Shut. At a castle, at a mansion, right in downtown, one of these historic buildings. And what came out in Ottawa, Canada, with that? Have you ever seen the Ottawa Parliament for the Canadian government. I mean, it looks like a Harry Potter movie. Demons and gargoyles and Baphomets all over it. Totally insane. It turns out they do secret occult rituals inside of there. A professor came out exposed, and they had to admit it. The whole thing's a temple. And they're inside there carrying out the operation. Everybody's wearing masks. And they got the police chief there, so what are you going to do when the local head of the FBI and the local head of the police department are there? And I've talked to some of these guys off record, high-level people. Some of them I've interviewed, but I won't say their names. And they said, look, I was married. I was in the FBI. I was 45 years old. I was an up-and-comer. I'd done all these big busts, all these big cases. And then, yeah, I was cheating on my wife with this hot 24-year-old or whatever. And then next they come to you and they say, hey, why don't you go to this party? And then you get there and then it's something corrupt. And then you say no and your career is over. You say yes, your career goes to the top. It's all peer pressure. They get you drugged up before they do it. And then you're there and you're being set up. That's how the Vatican got taken over. That's how Penn State got taken over. It's how all of it, it's how they work. And they start you off with a chick that looks like she's 25 years old. All the hormones, the food now, hell. They say, hey, that girl was 16. It's all right, we're going to take care of you. Yeah, that's why I got so mad when they tried to plant that child porn on us last year in the Sandy Hook case. They wanted all the emails that we'd ever had about Sandy Hook, and I was so busy not worrying about stuff. We were, like, saving emails going back, like, 10 years. Most companies get rid of them every 6 months. Like, why are we saving all these unopened emails? But right after I get sued, we get sent about a month later emails with hidden code in them with child porn. And we never opened it. The FBI came out and said that. But then this law firm run by Senators Blumenthal and Murphy, that's just their front group, who've said they want me off the air, all of a sudden, you know, they call up the lawyers and everybody, and they're like, oh, hey, we found child porn on what you sent us, but it's okay. We'll talk to you about it. We're ready to work something out. I go check. I'm like, it's some hidden stuff. I never opened it. Well, that's not us. Somebody sent me an email saying F you for talking about Sandy Hook, blah, blah, blah. And then hidden in there is this. I said, I'm going to go and I'm going to expose that. Then the phone starts ringing. The news asked me about the child porn I sent the families. So I'm sending an email. I never open it. It's hidden. And then I start getting asked, did you send child porn to the families? And I go on air and talk about it and expose it, and then there are the headlines. Jones sends child porn to the families. That's a total lie. And of course, the public understands that because they're sick of me. The whole system is, whoever did that, is so sick of me exposing what's going on in New Haven, Connecticut, with Skull and Bones. The devil equals death. Death equals death. That they think my listeners are going to think, A, I've got child porn, and B, I'm going to send it to the families of Sandy Hook. But see, they think you're that stupid. Or it's like a sick joke with these people. And so then I say, whoever did this, I offer $1 million to put their head on a pike, and I meant politically, to find out who they are to get them. They then spin it and say that I'm saying those people did it. Well, me thinks you protest too much, like right out of Macbeth. All I know is they scanned those emails to find that hidden information. Why the hell would you do that? And then thought, oh, we found some child porn. Are you ready to come out against Trump now? Are you ready to come out for red flag laws now? And what's good is, though, 10 years ago, people would have believed their lie. And I wouldn't have rolled over to it, but still, people would believe it. People know that's not true. because the system is out of gas. The system is dead in the water. You know, I said I get the General Flynn's report. I'll do this. We'll have Dr. Wakefield on for three segments. And then I'll read General Flynn's letter. It's so powerful that I should have started the show with. But the president coming out saying, yeah, the evil power elite's coming after me. I may not be here much longer. I mean, he fired the bat signal. 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 That's exactly what. Now he should expose who they are, and they should all be absolutely annihilated politically. And all the information they've got on Gates and Fauci and Warren Buffett and Ted Turner and Hillary and Obama, they want a war. Don't know how it's going to end. But if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. I'm not scared of these people, but I am scared that you're not going to realize how serious this is and sit there just thinking this is normal times we're in. This is not normal times. All right, I didn't even plug yesterday. I didn't plug today. If I don't plug, we won't be here. Please buy the products. They're amazing. We can't do the free shipping right now because it's just killing us. There's not enough money coming in. When we do that, we sell a lot, but there's really not any profit in it to fund the operation. So we have 56% off on all the supplements. That's got to end soon. We have the new liquid turmeric. That's a great support system and combo with the body's ultimate turmeric formula. It's in to take under the tongue. Amazing. Super strong. Strong as we can find a top firm to make. So we can't say it's the strongest out there because who knows, but it's as strong as we can get. We've got our ear to the ground and our nose to the grindstone and all the rest of it. So that's all there. And we have the new fluoride-free, enamel-safe, super high quality, no additives, no fillers, charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash that folks are loving, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to thank you all for your support. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. But as for me, give me liberty or give me death, the good news is I'm coming down fast, but we're miles above the enemy. And they are burning down right now. They are on fire with their own destruction. We're on fire for Christ. Our fire is eternal. Their fire is death as they turn into ashes. And I just tell you, we should be thanking God every day that this is actually a good time. They locked the economy down. They started the race war because they're desperate. And I'm not putting perfume on a pig. I meant to start the show today with General Flynn's letter about good and evil and the fact that what are you thankful for? And I was going to open the phones up and talk about what we're thankful for so we know what we're defending. But I'm thankful for all of you. And I'm thankful for this crew, and I'm thankful for my family, and I'm thankful that I got lined up and got the Holy Spirit, and I didn't fall to Satan, because I came close to it. But let me tell you, Jesus reached down in there and got me by the throat and pulled me up like a drowning man. It feels good.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.